Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Jim, we were looking at this. Monday morning quarterback, they went back and regraded the 2015 draft. I guess they figured there was enough distance, you know, now that you can evaluate it. They gave the Titans a B- on that draft. There's one guy left from that draft still on this roster, Marcus Mariota. That's how important it is to hit on a quarterback. But if you go back and looked at some of the others around then, there's nobody left from the 2013 draft, from the 2012 draft, from the 2011 draft. There's one guy left from the 2010. How in the world does this team win a playoff game last year?
Yeah, that's difficult. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, some of them are just misses, guys that didn't pan out. Other times, guys don't end up being a fit for a new coaching staff, especially when you're switching schemes. I know the defense went from a 4-3 to 3-4, and you got to find different personnel for that. But some of them were just misses, guys who didn't pan out. And when you're looking to build a football team long term, you've got to have your draft pick stick. You know, if you look at John Robinson's most recent draft classes, majority of those guys are still on the team and making contributions, and you hope that is the way it's going to be for years to come. And Mariota, obviously, he's a guy you want to build around. If he ends up being long-term player, signs multi-year contracts, then that draft class will at least be remembered for a home run in him.
Well, and if you look back, Jim, just the fact that Derek Morgan, you know, he survived all the different coaches, and he survived going from a 4-3 to a 3-4.
It's amazing.
He's continued to play well. And then Carl Klug, who played out his most recent contract or was, I guess, released in the offseason, didn't play out his contract, but he and the team have parted company. But his career is pretty remarkable, especially considering nobody left from his class either.
Yeah, that's true. And Morgan is quite a – what he's done is quite a testament to him and just the type of player he was. I remember that year when he came out, it was Jason Pierre-Paul, it was Derek Morgan, I think it was Brandon Graham, and all those guys have ended up having really good careers. Morgan, had a knee surgery. I talked to him this football camp he had in town last weekend, and he thought he had made it when he first arrived in the NFL. He tore his ACL and did a lot of damage in his knee just four games in. He had to kind of regroup and has survived. You know, I think he's playing for his fifth head coach now.
Wow.
He's playing under a different defensive scheme that he was in, obviously, when he first arrived. And he continues to be a very productive player, including got a heck of a career himself.
Well, you mentioned Marcus, the lone player from that draft class, still around. What is the level of adjustment for Mariota? Because we've had a chance to hear from him a little bit with OTAs going on. What's the level of adjustment for Marcus in this offense with the new staff, the new playbook, the new OC?
Well, it's all different for him. I mean, as you mentioned, Don, I mean, he's got a new head coach, a new offense. He's changing. He went to California this offseason to kind of begin to work on his footwork and kind of widen his base, which should help him be more accurate, should help him get rid of the ball quicker, whether it's in the pocket or outside the pocket. He's dealing with, not only a new offensive coordinator, a new quarterbacks coach, and Pat O'Hare, Matt LaFleur, the OC, dealing with some new weapons around him, you know, dealing with an offensive line that has new blocking schemes. Things are going to be asked, a lot of it's going to be asked different from them compared to previous years. The good news from Marcus is he's got the whole offseason to take it in. And I can only imagine what things would have been like if this was last offseason. We're talking about he's coming off a fractured fibula and he's having to do all that without even being on the field. The good news is now he's able to go through everything. That includes the April mini camp, and he's included all these OTAs up to this point, the offseason program. It's not going to happen overnight. He tells you himself it's still a work in progress, but this is the type of year when you work through some of that. And I think in the long run, he's going to benefit from some changes around him and some changes he's really made to himself.
It's a whole lot of talk, Jim, about that same quarterback, Mariota, maybe being down a bulky knee brace, maybe leaving it in his locker these days?
At least for now. I mean, that's one thing is clear watching him, and he's not wearing it. He is running well. He's got his explosiveness back. He's not committing to going without the brace for the year. I think when they get the pads on, I think he might reexamine things. I think he hopes to not have to wear it because I think he feels – a little bit freer out there on the field, but I think we'll kind of have to see it when the pads come on if that remains the same.
Jim Wyatt with us every Tuesday at 3:30 at Jay Wyatt Sports. You can check out his work on LionTitansOnline.com. Jim, reading through the mailbag, and I got to tell you, man, very, very impressive that you take questions in Spanish and respond in Spanish.
Yes.
I was so impressed.
Well, I did take Spanish at Father Ryan High School. I wish I could say that I was able to do that just from memory and from without having to use the Spanish to English translator.
Hey, a lot of things get lost in translation, though. I hope you're not offending anybody down there.
Well, and the two words that I did recognize in that exchange were Kevin and Dodd.
Yeah.
Was it Donde S. L. Kevin Dodd?
Kevin Dodd, where Robinson Vrabel. That's all I got out of that.
Plane who is very good to retweet that and always reads religiously just because he obviously he's got such a presence here. He's made a suggestion that maybe in the future I need to not only give the answer in Spanish but to maybe do it in English as well. That maybe way everybody can get something out of it. So I think that's a good suggestion. I'll continue to do that. But people have given me some props on answering in Spanish, but I have to admit that I've used a translator from time to time.
Well, I don't know what the question was, but the I actually failed Spanish in college, by the way. Wow. Kevin Dodd, though.
That's awesome.
It's the only class I've ever failed in my life.
Yes.
Kevin Dodd was in it, and we had some conversation of him being absent from OTA. Any more talk on that?
Back open again tomorrow, so I guess people that are curious about that are going to get an idea whether he's back in town or not. I mean, the thing for him is this is a big offseason for him. Yeah. Obviously, he's got to prove himself. He's got competition around him here. Landry's now in the group. He's a talented group of undrafted free agents in here as well. Josh Taylor's got a year under his belt, so the competition's there, you know, behind Arakpo and Morgan. And we'll see whether he's here tomorrow or not. But there's no doubt that it's a big off season for him, and that's why the questions come in English and Spanish and about anything tossed my way.
TitansOnline.com is the website. Here's a popular question for all of us. When will tickets go on sale for the draft?
That is a good question, and I know in Dallas some tickets were made available. Where you can get in kind of a lottery. I think in the coming, that's the first question in my mailbag this week. I think the league, and this is all handled by the league, that's what's interesting. That's what's going to be, fans have to keep in mind. This is not necessarily a Titans event. This is a league event. So they will put information out there. I'll make sure I tweet it out, the Titans account. We'll tweet it out. We'll have it on Titans Online when that's made available. But at some point, they will give a plan on when those are going to be available. Tickets may be somewhat limited. If the draft ends up being at the Santa Amphitheater, as you guys know, it doesn't hold as many people as AT&T Stadium in Dallas. So you've got to get, they'll have a plan on just how those will be distributed. All the other events are going to be free. It's going to be open to the public. There'll be a lot going on, but the tickets to the draft could end up being limited, but should know here in the coming months.
TitansOnline.com, the website. Thank you, Jim. Good talking with you.
Okay, you guys have a good one.